Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ag Pro Podcast here on Farm Journal Radio. I'm your host, Ashley Davenport, and joining me today is Ms. Amy Winstead. She is the Chief Technology Officer for Agra AFC LLC in Decatur, Alabama. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can you give a brief overview of what you do as the Chief Technology Officer? I know that's a big title, but can you break it down?
Sure. Actually, like you said, it is pretty broad. But what I do here at Agra AFC is focus on primarily two segments, our precision ag sector or division within the company, and that's where I originally got started, was in the precision ag side of, and the ag technology side. But in about a year and a half ago, I also took on responsibilities for our point of sale system and any of our software that would relate to the agribusiness from the sales side or the wholesale side and retail side. So it kind of all flows up under one umbrella, two main segments or arms. But mainly precision ag and then anything that's sort of software development within the company.
Okay. So speaking of that precision ag, you guys offer a service called AccuField. Can you walk us through a little bit of what that is and all of the different components to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So AccuField is a private labeled version of Fieldalytics through ESC Systems. We were under the umbrella when it was Ag Junction as well. So we've been using the platform for about almost 7 years, a little over 6.5 years. And we really evolved that platform, so it's not specifically just precision. We also do some. And our agronomy department also has some proprietary products that we kind of have made AccuField our platform for everything ag tech within the company. So obviously we have all the traditional precision ag pieces there, but we also bring in some of our more specific agronomy programs, variety trials, research information like that as well, and sort of try to make different pieces out of that all under one platform. Like I said, we've had AccuField for about 6.5 years. We cover about 1.5 million acres. We've grown from about 70,000 acres to about 1.5 million, and we cover 4 states, Alabama, North Florida, South Georgia, and South Mississippi. And we work with all of the Alabama farmer cooperative locations as well as our own Agra AFC retail locations and provide that precision ag and agronomy services to both of those groups.
I am still trying to wrap my head around, in 6.5 years, you've grown nearly 1 million acres. And how do you credit some of that success? Is it your farmers? Is it the people with Agra AFC?
I think we just have some great staff. We have wonderful growers. I think there's been a hunger for precision and a piece like that, a platform like that in our markets. But totally give credit to all of our staff, all of our salesmen and managers with Alabama Farmers Cooperative locations and with Agra AFC locations. We were a little disjointed in the very beginning. We had a few different platforms and the stores were kind of using some different things, and really focused on grid sampling was kind of where everything was at that point. And so we just tried to come in and put a cohesive effort behind where we wanted to go with precision, and it just really took off. And we've tried to provide, at the core, service and support are always what's most important to us, and that's what we focused on. And not only service and support to our stores, but, of course, to our grower customers. So my staff on the ag tech side and the precision side, we really focus on providing what we can to our salesmen and managers, and then, in turn, also to our grower customers. And so I think that just doing that, it has grown, and we've obviously tried to focus on the ROI to the customer. So that, in turn, has helped that grower see the return that we're giving them through precision, and really try to customize our products to that grower. So I think all those things combined, and, again, just some great staff that we work with has really just helped push it out there. And you're right, we've seen some tremendous growth over the years. Every year I keep saying, we're not going to be able to grow that much, but yet we continue to grow. And again, I think it's just our staff pushing that out there, and just they do a great job.
And it is. It's tremendous growth. And probably part of the reason for that is it's got to be pretty user-friendly, too, if you're having all of these farmers, all of these acres, and the 4 different states that you guys have.
All of the Alabama farmer locations, of course, are in Alabama, and there's a couple in the Florida, North Florida market. And then, of course, you know, our retail locations are focused more in South Alabama, North Florida, South Georgia, and South Mississippi. And so that diversity across our footprint has really, I think, helped us kind of evolve and grow even more. It's been a really neat thing to be a part of over the past several years, and just seeing that grow and being able to help those customers and see how something in one market helps us then take it into a different, you know, market with maybe a little bit different, you know, crop set or cropping systems, and, you know, find ideas with one group here that we take and translate into another area, and like, oh, that'd be a really awesome thing to do in this market as well, and see how that can continue to just piggyback on each other and continue to make that product grow.
That is absolutely fantastic, because you do. You cover what a farmer in Alabama is growing is different than, could be different than what somebody in northern Florida, right?
Absolutely, and even within, you know, within our states, you know, I think that's one thing that's unique about the Southeast is we're very diversified in our markets. Even from North Alabama to South Alabama, you know, you add in peanuts, and obviously, you know, North Alabama is going to have more wheat and soybeans and corn, and you move down south, and you're going to be more heavy cotton and peanuts. Doesn't mean you don't have both in each place, but it definitely helps us be just, again, more well-rounded and more diversified in what we can offer.
So, and with all of these advancements in precision ag throughout the last several years, farmers and retailers are able to use this technology to be a little bit more precise in their nutrient application, and that ties back to the environmental stewardship aspect of this too, right?
Absolutely. We always say that we think precision ag is a win-win for everybody, just because of what you just said. You are always going to put everything precisely where it needs to be. And from the nutrient perspective, to me, it's always a win-win, because you're either sacrificing yield, if you were not putting out enough, and if you were putting out too much, then, you know, that was an environmental issue, of course. And so precision really helps us focus on that and fine-tune that from all perspectives, so that we're finding that right balance and we're able to get the maximized yield for the producer while still making sure that we're maintaining, you know, that environmental focus that we, of course, want to do.
There are so many different components, like you said earlier, with the AccuView system. What have been some of the parts that growers are finding the biggest payback, and that Agra AFC is getting a good payback with that as well?
I think it's just having it at their fingertips and having a place where we can sort of consolidate all of that information. I know this has sort of been a focus over the last few years of just the amount of data that our growers are generating, and trying to wade through and figure out what's valuable to me and how do I take that information and make decisions off of it. And so I think that's one of the biggest things that we can bring to that customer. As I mentioned before, trying to customize and really focus on that producer and, you know, taking that information, wading through it, looking at trends, looking at the analytics off of it, and really helping them make data-driven decisions. I think that's been one thing that we've definitely grown with and continue to grow with our customers. And I think that's seeing not only value for them, but really helping us know where to focus efforts and how to help them even more.
And Amy, in this world of big data, not only in ag, but in the outside world as well, how is your team trying to focus on all of these numbers that are coming in and help these farmers make the best decisions?
It is always a challenge, of course. I think communication's key. Communication with that grower of really what did they want to accomplish and what are their goals. And we do generate a lot of information, as you mentioned, but really trying to get to the heart of what is that grower wanting to accomplish? What do they have? You know, what's feasible? What's logistically feasible for them on their farm? There are some things that may sound great, and oh yeah, that'd be something awesome to try, but is it doable for the grower? Can he make that happen with the resources that he has at hand? And what's the most feasible approach for him that is, like you said, environmentally stable, but also going to be profitable to him? Because profitability is of course key. So I think that that's, for us, it's all about trying to just make sure we're finding the right pieces, but we're really asking those right questions and communicating to the customer to ask them what do they want to accomplish, and then trying to make sure that's what we're providing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amy, and kind of going off of the technology side, from what I understand, you guys are using virtual reality in with your AccuField system too. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think that just goes back to, again, you know, focusing on what is realistic for the customer and finding those unique ways and trying to customize different offerings and customizing that data so that it's not really a cookie cutter approach. You know, that's what we try to steer away from with what we do with our growers from the precision perspective, and really making sure that we're customizing that as much as we possibly can and giving them those data-driven decisions specific to their farming needs.
Okay. Okay. So the AccuField team, you guys clearly are dedicated in helping these farmers with their business and managing different things like their assets and inventory, things like that. But you guys benefit from this relationship as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it just helps us to be able to help our grower more. So, you know, the more involved we are, you know, at that farm gate, the more we can work with that grower to help them maximize their yields and what variety is going to work the best for them and what products are going to be key for them and, you know, how do we work on customized fertility. So, sure, it definitely helps us. It helps, you know, everybody at the location, salesmen, managers that are all working with their customers. It just helps us know how to really focus that for the customer to get the most benefit for them.
And that is so important, especially in the times that we're in now, where every penny counts.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that really helps us. You know, we're working on new products, you know, to really to drill down more into that return on investment and help those guys see, you know, if I want to look at, you know, this particular option, you know, what would the numbers be here? Or maybe I want to look at, you know, with the hurricane coming through, maybe I need to look at these options for next year. And we were hit pretty hard in our area by Hurricane Michael recently. And so we're still kind of, you know, trying to wade through that. And that's certainly been something that we've really already started looking at data from, just to kind of help these guys make some decisions moving forward. So I think anything like that we can do definitely to help the grower, like you said, it's tighter and tighter every year. So, you know, whatever we can use that data for, or that we can do from a precision perspective to help those customers, we certainly want to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Amy, you kind of hinted at this. You have new products that you're working on. Can you share a little bit about what some of those are, or is it still kind of kept under wraps?
Yeah, we haven't really pushed it out yet, so I don't want to speak too much about that. But in generalities, it is more of a focus on the ROI for the customer, plugging in maybe some different options, again, just to kind of help them determine, hey, if I go this route, what would be some options? And if I go this route, what would I need to do? It's the same thing as so much of precision is, the same thing the customer and the growers have done for years, looking at their options. We're just trying to fine-tune it a little bit more and take some of that, you know, data layers that we have and that we keep generating and help them be able to look at that bigger picture, especially as growers, you know, tend to, now it seems like, you know, a lot of growers tend to, you know, obviously every year gain more and more acres and become larger and larger. And it gets to a point where, you know, you have so many acres and so many decisions to make. If we can kind of take those pieces and help make that more condensed for them to make better and quicker decisions, then that's what we want to do.
And that clarity is so important. Amy, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
I've been talking with Amy Winstead. She's the Chief Technology Officer for Agra AFC LLC, headquartered in Decatur, Alabama. I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the AgPro Podcast here on Farm Journal Radio.